In my lesson yesterday, I spoke from chapters 3 and 4 of the book of Acts. Today, I want to review again the prayer that Peter and John and his friends prayed. Beginning in verse 24, the Bible says, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God, which have made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Let us focus on this prayer for just a short while. I believe that this would be a fitting prayer for us to pray today. I believe that we could pray this prayer almost word for word. It starts off giving God the glory, acknowledging that He alone had made the heavens and the earth and the sea, and that He alone created all things that are in them. And the prayer went on to say, Lord, behold their threatenings. Their threatenings. Today, we could add other words to this. We could say, Lord, behold the sinful conditions that this world has gotten into. We could say, Lord, behold the heathens raging. Lord, behold the compromising preachers. And Lord, behold the pain and sufferings. Behold the confusion and frustration of our national leaders. Lord, behold our helplessness and help us. Behold the sacrifices of our sons and daughters in order to obtain a better life. We sacrifice our sons and daughters, some on the battlefield, some on the abortion tables, all in the attempt to obtain a better life, while at the same time rejecting the Prince of Life. We need to recognize that we no longer have to sacrifice our sons and daughters on the battlefield or on the abortion tables if we would accept the son that you sacrificed on Mount Calvary. Help us to realize that as long as the world rejects the son that you offered as a sacrifice, the world will continue to sacrifice their sons and daughters. You sacrificed your son to give us a better life. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. God sacrificed his son to give us a better life. And if we would accept that sacrifice, the sacrificing of our sons and daughters on the battlefield and in the abortion clinics would be no longer necessary. Oh, Father, behold what's going on and grant unto your servants the boldness to speak your word by stretching forth thine hands to heal and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy child Jesus. Is there anyone today that would dare pray a prayer such as this? Is there a reason to believe that God would even answer such a prayer? God answered their prayer because in verse 31, the Bible tells us that when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Apparently, God answered their prayer. They lifted their voices with one accord. They were all praying the same thing. They all wanted the same results. They all wanted boldness to preach to an unbelieving world the truths which God had revealed to them. Not only that, they wanted God to stretch forth His hand to heal. They wanted signs and wonders to take place by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. We can pray such a prayer. I know some would say that it's too late. Society is too far gone. Let us just hold the fort. Let us put our energies into keeping that which we have and not venture too far out of the walls of safety. When I hear things like that, I'm reminded of the faith of Martha. When Lazarus, a friend of Jesus, came down with a serious illness, his sisters Martha and Mary sent for Jesus. But before he arrived, Lazarus died. When the Lord finally showed up, those sisters greeted him with a half-indicting words and said, "If you had been here, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." It was as though they were saying, "It's your fault." But Martha added these words, "But I know." I like that. Martha says, "But I know that even now," did you hear those words? "I know that even now that he has been dead for 4 days, even though he is buried and is stinking by now, even now, whatsoever you shall ask of God, God will give it to you." What an odd construction of thought. She is saying, since you were not here to keep this from happening, it is now our expectations that you will reverse this. God is in the reversing business. He can turn that which is died into life again. Dead dreams, dead ambitions, dead conscience, God can revive them again. Well, I'm going to stop the lesson at this time, but I'll be back on it again tomorrow. Before I step away from the microphone, I'd like for you to turn to Acts chapter 4, and beginning at verse 24, I want you to pray this prayer over and over. I'm going to do it right now. O Lord God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is within them, and now, Lord, behold the threatenings that are threatening our day, and grant unto your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word, by stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy child, Jesus. Amen.